Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. God bless you. Good afternoon to all our listeners. He keeps doing great things for me. And you have to say it until you believe it, that he keeps on. Who keeps doing great things? The Lord keeps doing great things. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the true and living God, keeps doing great things for me. If I had 10,000 tongues, certainly I would praise him with everyone, because he keeps doing great things. What did he do for us today? He woke us up on this morning with life, health, and strength, a reasonable portion of our health. Maybe you have some aches and pains, but God is still good. You are in the land of the living, and as long as there is life, there is hope. And that's why we decree and declare that he keeps doing great things for me. God has smiled on me. He's been so good to me. He has set me free. You are listening to Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend. We are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel. We don't own the rights to any of the music that you hear on today, but we pray that everyone is a blessing to you, that is food for your soul, that it gives you encouragement, that it gives you joy, strength, and new life. That was LaShawn Pace of the Pace Sisters. He keeps doing great things for me. We are on social media. We want you, all of our listeners, to know that we are on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on Tumblr. And certainly if you reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, or Tumblr, there is a direct link to all of our episodes each week, and all our episodes are archived. You can visit us at any time, day or night, for inspiration. We want to shout out some of our sponsors. We want to shout out Third Lounge, Brother Ryan Wilson, and certainly we want you to know that you can reach out to him for all of your needs as pertain to business cards, websites, flyers, posters. He is there for you. Reach out to Ryan Wilson, Third Lounge, and he is on social media as well. And we do want to announce to you that we are on iTunes, syndicated on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. So you can reach out on any forms of those platforms as well. And so once again, we thank you for all of our listeners. Wherever you may be, the north, the south, the east, the west, we have people listening. According to our stats, Spain, Canada, the Philippines, United Kingdom, Canada, Brazil, Portugal, Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa, Japan, China, India, Kenya, Bulgaria, Switzerland, Italy, all those outside of the United States, we thank God for you, you, and you. And we want you to reach out to us and leave us a message on social media as well. And also our number in studio is 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. We would like to hear from all of you. And we'd like you to put in your music requests. If you have a song that you would like to hear, please let us know. We'll be delighted to share that with all of our listeners. Certainly, if you are an author, if you have a story to tell, you can reach out to Global Gospel as well. Our email address is globalgospel17@gmail.com. If you'd like to write us, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331. That is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip is 11550. If you would like to leave us, call us and leave us a voice message, you can call us at 516-481-3187 for a voice message. Again, thank you for all of those that are tuning in to Global Gospel. Perhaps this is your first time tuning in. Our theme scripture here at Global Gospel comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. That is our theme scripture. And that one scripture is so powerful because it says so much. And that's only the A clause of it. But if we read down further, it says, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We thank God today that Jesus is the light. He's the light of the world. He's the light shining in the midst of darkness. What is the gospel? The gospel is good news and glad tidings of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The gospel lets us know that he was born of a virgin. It lets us know that he lived and that he performed miracles and that he changed water into wine, that he healed the crippled, the lame, the blind, that he met people wherever they were. He was the Savior of men, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. But the Bible lets us know that there was also a side that was not so nice, that he was crucified. It seems that it wasn't so nice. He was crucified, and certainly he died on Calvary, and he shed his blood for the remission of our sins, for my sins and your sins, and he took on the sins of the world. And for that, we are grateful that he died for us. But not only did he die, he got up with all power in his hand, with victory over death, hell, and the grave. And that's why the Bible lets us know we have a high priest who is not touched by the feeling of our infirmities. God knows every pain that we feel. He knows every hurt that we feel. He knows every disease. Yes, even this Calvary, he experienced the pandemic. This is nothing new to God, and there is nothing too hard for God. And certainly we know God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. And that's what the gospel is here for on today, to heal you, to save you, to deliver you, to set you free, to encourage you, to let you know and let you to be able to declare that you shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Why? Because to live is Christ. To die is gain. And we know that if we live, we can tell others about Christ. We can be that light shining in the midst of darkness. So that is why Global Gospel is here on today. And that's why we are here, just to honor God, to worship God, to praise him, and to adore him, because he's worthy to be praised. Stay tuned and be blessed.
I just wanna praise
forever, come on.
Forever
and ever.
And ever.
And ever.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Just want to praise you forever and ever for all you've done for me. Just want to thank you forever for all you've done for me. And today it seems here in New York, it seems a little gloomy outside. It looks like the clouds are hanging, but we still give God praise. On this Saturday afternoon, we want to again thank you all for listening into Global Gospel. We share Jesus with each and every one of you, and that Jesus is the hope, that Christ is the hope, glory. We want to share a passage of scripture with each and every one on today, coming from 1 Kings chapter 18. I'm going to read the whole chapter on today, and I'm going to share with you from the New International Version, the new NIV, as we share 1 Kings chapter 18. After a long time, in the third year, the word of the Lord came to Elijah, "Go and present yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on the land." So Elijah went to present himself to Ahab. Now the famine was severe in Samaria, and Ahab had summoned Obadiah, who was in charge of his place, his palace. Obadiah was a devout believer in the Lord. While Jezebel was killing off the Lord's prophets, Obadiah had taken 100 prophets and hidden them in 2 caves, 50 in each, and had supplied them with food and water. Ahab had said to Obadiah, "Go through the land to all the springs and valleys. Maybe we can find some grass to keep the horses and mules alive, so we will not have to kill any of our animals." So they divided the land they were to cover, Ahab going in one direction and Obadiah in another. As Obadiah was walking along, Elijah met him. Obadiah recognized him, bowed down to the ground, and says, "Is it really you, my lord, Elijah?" "Yes," he replied. "Go tell your master Elijah is here." "What have I done wrong," asked Obadiah, "that you are handing your servant over to Ahab to be put to death? As surely as the Lord your God lives, there is not a nation or kingdom where my master has not sent someone to look for you. And whenever a nation or kingdom claimed you were not there, he made them swear they could not find you. But now you tell me to go to my master and say Elijah is here. I don't know where the spirit of the Lord may carry you when I leave you. If I go and tell Ahab and he doesn't find you, he will kill me. Yet I, your servant, have worshipped the Lord since my youth. Haven't you heard, my lord, what I did while Jezebel was killing the prophets of the Lord? I hid 100 of the Lord's prophets in 2 caves, 50 in each, and supplied them with food and water. And now you tell me to go to my master and say Elijah is here. He will kill me." Elijah said, "As the Lord Almighty lives, whom I serve, I will surely present myself to Ahab today." So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. When he saw Elijah, he said to him, "Is that you, you troubler of Israel?" "I have not made trouble for Israel," Elijah replied, "but you and your father's family have. You have abandoned the Lord's commands and have followed the Baals. Now summon the people from all over Israel to meet me on Mount Carmel, and bring the 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Asherah who eat at Jezebel's table." So Ahab sent word throughout all Israel and assembled the prophets on Mount Carmel. Elijah went before the people and said, "How long will you waver between two opinions?
If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him. But the people said nothing. Then Elijah said to them, I am the only one of the Lord's prophets left, but Baal has 450 prophets. Get two bulls for us. Let them choose one for themselves, and let them cut it into pieces and put it on the wood, but not set fire to it. I will prepare the other bull and put it on the wood, but not set fire to it. Then you call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord. The God who answers by fire, he is God. Then all the people said, What you say is good. Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, choose one of the bulls and prepare it first. Since there are so many of you, call on the name of your God, but do not light the fire. So they took the bull given them and prepared it. Then they called on the name of Baal from morning till noon. O Baal, answer us, they shouted, but there was no response. No one answered, and they danced around the altar they had made. At noon, Elijah began to taunt them. Shout louder, he said. Surely he is a god. Perhaps he is deep in thought or busy or traveling. Maybe he is sleeping and must be awakened. So they shouted louder and slashed themselves with swords and spears, as was their custom, until the blood flowed. Midday passed, and they continued their frantic prophesying until the time of the evening sacrifice. But there was no response. No one answered. No one paid attention. Then Elijah said to all the people, come here to me. They came to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord, which was in ruins. Elijah took 12 stones, one for each of the tribes descended from Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, your name shall be Israel. With the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he dug a trench around it, large enough to hold 2 seeds of seeds. He arranged the wood, cut the bull into pieces, and laid it on the wood. Then he said to them, fill your large jars with water and pour it on the offering and on the wood. Do it again, he said, and they did it again. Do it a third time, he ordered, and they did it the third time. The water ran down around the altar and even filled the trench. At the time of the sacrifice, the prophet Elijah stepped forward and prayed, O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant and have done all these things at your command. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, so these people will know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice, the wood and the stones, and the soil also licked up the water in the trench. When all the people saw this, they fell prostrate and cried, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God.
This afternoon, after reading the scripture and looking over the actions of what took place in this particular passage, just 2 words to leave with you and to share with you, our listeners. Be patient. Be patient. It is hard to be patient in this particular day, in this particular season, in this particular hour. Some people ask for this such and such has the patience of Job, and oh, I wish I had the patience of Job. But from what I see and what I read and from what I understand, I don't want the patience of Job. And you shouldn't ask for something that God has given someone else, because what Job had to go through almost killed him. And if some of us were to go through what Job went through, we would not be able to survive. We would lose hope. We would lose our vision. We would lose sight. We would literally lose our mind. But the scriptures tell us in Psalm 40:1 says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Galatians 5:22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Long-suffering is a part of being patient. Paul said to endure hardness as a good soldier. Isaiah said, wait, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Waiting is something hard to do. The waiting room in the doctor's office, the waiting room when you're waiting for someone to come out of recovery from surgery, when you have to wait in the waiting room, waiting area at the airport or at the train station or the bus terminal. It's something about waiting that is troubling. It's something about waiting that will bring on fear, doubt, and anxiety. But God's word encourages us that we should not be fearful. And because I've said it many times during this pandemic, 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. So I say to God's people on today, be patient and don't fear. We know the story of Elijah. Elijah was the Tishbite, and Elijah was one that had been called by God, anointed by God, and one who had been used by God. And Elijah was familiar with being trusting solely in God for his daily bread. He was fed by the ravens, and he drank out of the brook, and he was in contact with nature. He didn't have a lush, lavish life, but certainly he did the will of God, and certainly he stood against Jezebel. And we know Jezebel and Ahab were wicked kings and queens, and they believed in worship of Baal, and they had many false idols and false gods, but they did not believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But what happened? God allowed Elijah to summon these prophets of Baal onto Mount Carmel. And what did he do? He prepared an altar, and he had the people prepare an altar. And he said, listen, the God that answers by fire, let him be God. And he let the people know that, listen, you can't stand between halting between two opinions anymore. And so many of us live life on the fence. So many of us straddle the fence. So many of us are afraid to stand on the right side for fear of how the people on the wrong side will treat us. So many people stay on the wrong side because they don't want to humble themselves under the mighty hand of God and admit that they're wrong. And they don't want to confess their sins, and they don't want to confess their faults, come on the right side. So they rather suffer the consequences of being on the wrong side. But I came to let somebody know that the word of God liberates you and it frees you. And certainly there is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh. And certainly we don't want to be on the side of condemnation. Certainly we want to be on the Lord's side. We want to be on the winning side. And if I could pull a few points out of this particular passage of scripture, I would have to say that there must have been some anger there. The people on Baal's side must have been angry because they were calling on their God, and their God would not answer them. Not only did they call on their God, they began to cut themselves. And we know that in this life, that we know that many people are suicidal, they attempt suicide. There are some people that aren't even attempting suicide, but they're just cutting themselves as a form of sick punishment and pleasure. They're cutting themselves and they're bleeding. And there's many cutters out there, but anybody that cuts themselves, that is not of God. You are under you are dealing with a demonic spirit. And we know that the Bible, Jesus, in the parables, lets us know about, I believe it is in Luke, about the Gadarene man who lived among the tombs. He lived among dead things and dead people in a dead place. And the Bible lets us know that he was cutting himself, and he was so bad that the people had to bind him with chains and fetters. But to those that are bound by Satan and his devices, God is here today, and we know that Jesus breaks every fetter. And certainly you don't have to live in anger or anguish. You don't have to be angry with yourself or anybody else, but certainly you can come over onto the Lord's side. And then I can imagine that the people were experiencing some anxiety. You know, after you wait for something so long, you can become very anxious and you can become nervous, and certain your nerves can get the best of you. Even sometimes as we wait on the Lord, we can become anxious and we can become nervous, and we can start beginning to let doubt set in. But we have to be like the scripture says, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Times we have to tell God that we need a little help in our unbelief. We begin to doubt and fear, but we have to trust in the Lord and lean not towards our own understanding, acknowledging him in all our ways, and he will direct our path. So know that anxiety is not of God. And then here we come down to the altar. They were at the altar, and the altar is a unique place. The altar is a place of sacrifice. The altar is a place of prayer, and many times we have altar prayer and we have altar calls, and is a great part of the church. And certainly we are giving people an opportunity to meet God on a personal level. And so here they are on Mount Carmel, and certainly Elijah builds an altar. He offers God a sacrifice. The altar is a place of sacrifice, and certainly we want God to be pleased with our sacrifice. We know the story of Cain and Abel, and we know that one made a sacrifice and the other made a sacrifice, but in the midst of Cain and Abel making a sacrifice, Cain became jealous of his brother's sacrifice. And so we have to know that many times our commitment to God and our sacrifice to God will bring on jealousy. It will bring on jealousy amongst your family. It will bring on jealousy amongst your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers. But just make sure what you do, you're doing it as unto the Lord. And certainly you're not concerned about the other person's sacrifice, but just know that your sacrifice is pure and is real, and it is between you and there was a showdown at the altar. And after these other people had called on Baal, they had called them morning, noon, and now it was time for the evening sacrifice, and Baal still had not answered. But Elijah called on the true and living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And what I want you to know on today is all you have to do is be patient. Wait on God. It may seem like the sun is going down on your situation. It may seem like all hope is lost. It may seem like you'll never amount to anything. You'll never come out of debt. You'll never come out of sickness. You'll never come out of poverty, that you'll never prosper, you'll never be all that you want to be or have what you want in life. But know that the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and add no sorrow with it. And if you sacrifice to God a pure sacrifice, and if you call on God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your spirit, he said to call on him in the day of trouble, and he will deliver you. And so Elijah called on the Lord in his hour of need, and to let the Baal prophets know that they were false prophets, to let them know that they had no power or the dominion over the things of God or the people of God. He called on him, and he was patiently. He let the devil do what he wanted to do. He let the devil, they did a dance, they did a parade, they did a song, they cut themselves. Let the devil lie. Let the devil cheat. Let the devil steal. Let him try to destroy things. But you keep on trusting in God. Be patient and wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Be patient. Wait for God. He will show up. And what did God do? He sent down fire, and he consumed the sacrifice. He consumed the stones. He consumed the water. He consumed everything. And certainly those prophets of Baal met their end. And not only did Elijah know it, but everybody knew it. And so when God does his work, everybody will know. Everybody will see. Everybody will hear. And certainly even the doubters, whether they confess it or not, they will believe and know that you serve a true and living God. I like the scripture. The scripture says, write the vision. Make it plain upon the tables, though he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. God is able to do all things. He will show up. And he will show out.
Tell somebody else, be table. Y'all ready?
Exceedingly, abundantly, above all, all you could ask for him, according to the power. That work is in you, you. God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able.
How many believe it tonight?
Yeah, yeah. He's able. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, y'all. I need y'all to help me sing. God.
God is able to do just what he said.
Yeah.
able. We serve a God that is able. Thank you to all of our listeners today. We see that Maryland is on the line with us. Sister Natalie Wiggins, Victory Outreach Deliverance Ministry. We see missionary Katie Locke from Maryland is on with us today. We thank you for sharing with us. We invite all of our listeners, give us a call, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. Let us know that you are listening in with us. Write us a comment underneath our show and let us know that you are on the line. Again, thank you all for tuning in and listening with us today and sharing with us to be patient. We have a few more minutes left in the hour. Just a reminder that all our shows, those that just tuned in with us, that all our shows are archived. You can listen in anytime. If you perhaps missed the beginning, you can at 2 o'clock following this show time, you can go back and listen in to the entire show. As we know that God is able, we continue to worship on this afternoon. He is the Alpha and He's Omega. He's the beginning, the end. He is the first and the last. Stay tuned as you listen to Global Gospel.
Sing it again.
You are
declare, declare, we give you.
is Alpha and Omega. We worship him, for he is worthy to be praised. The Lord has done great things, whereof we are glad. We know that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of men what God has in store for us. And that's why I encourage everyone to be patient. Don't give up hope. Don't lose the faith. Don't fall by the wayside, because God will show up and show out. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And while we're waiting on God, all we have to do is continue to worship him, to adore him, to praise him, to honor him, to respect him for being God and Lord in our lives. All we have to do is cast our cares on him, knowing that he cares for us. We have come to the close of the hour, and we know that we serve an awesome God. We serve an incredible God, and we thank you for all of our selections today. We've shared LaShawn Pace, he keeps doing great things. Darwin Hobbs, he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think. Morette Brown Clark says, just want to praise you forever and ever for all that he's done for me. And then Israel in New Breed, as we listen to it now, he is Alpha and Omega. We worship you, O Lord. It has been a pleasure to share with you again on this Saturday afternoon. And we had some technicalities the past few weeks, but we know that God is still a great God, and certainly that he is worthy to be praised. And after this selection, we're going to come back with our closing prayer.
Clothing majesty and all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and the very darkness tries to hide. They tremble at his voice, tremble at his voice. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great.
Father, you are a great God. You're an awesome God. You're a wonderful God. You're a powerful God. You are the ruler of this world. You rule and you super rule. God, you are in charge. And we thank you today We praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for allowing us to share today with listeners around the world the message of being patient. God, we thank you that you always work things out on our behalf, God. We thank you that you always show up, God. We thank you, God, that you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think according to your power that works within us. We thank you for touching us, for saving us, for healing us, for delivering us. We thank you for sending your son Jesus to die on the cross for us, God. God, we thank you for Calvary, God. We thank you that Calvary covers it all. We thank you that without the shedding of your blood, there will be no remission of our sins, God. We ask that you touch everyone as they listen, whatever they stand in the need of. If it's a physical healing, if it's financial freedom today, God. God, work it out today. Somebody's sick, God. Somebody's bereaved. Somebody's lost hope, God. Somebody's suicidal. But help them have life and have it more abundantly. God, we pray now that they prosper and be in health, even as their soul shall prosper, God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, God. There are many that are going through. They're experiencing things because of this global pandemic. But, God, you are greater than the pandemic. You're greater than any sickness, God. God, we ask you continue to give doctors wisdom and give them knowledge and give them understanding, God. Guide their hands, God, because you are the great physician, God. We thank you that there is a balm in Gilead, God. We thank you for all things, God. If we had 10,000 tongues, we could not thank you enough, God. God, remember every church today that's open, that's closed. Remember the parishioners everywhere, God. Those that have pastors and those that are without pastors, God. Help them to strengthen their relationship with you, God. To help them to know that it's not about the building, it's not about the organization, but it's about having a relationship with you. It's about the confession of their heart, God. It's about the workings of your spirit, God. We thank you today that your words, they are spirit and they are life, God. You do these things, and we'll forever give your name the fail, God. We'll forever give your name the praise, God. We thank you, and it is so because we ask, believing that no good thing that you would withhold from us if we walk upright. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. He is a great God. Again, thank you for all of our listeners that have tuned in today, those that shared your post, those that shared the comments. We thank you for our sponsors, Third Lounge, MPT Enterprise. We thank you for everyone. God bless you. Have a blessed week. We pray God's blessings upon your life. We close with Anthony Brown this week. Join us next week from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel.
I cannot explain it. This may not make sense. But I choose to go against that. And I'm speaking something different. I'm speaking something different. Claiming something different. Expecting something.